With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran has fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz and seized two of them. The intensification of Iran's assault on shipping comes a day after President Trump extended a ceasefire, but he did press on with the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Mr. Trump extended the ceasefire in order to give Tehran time to draft a unified proposal ahead of possible negotiations.
Now that so many of Iran's top leaders are dead, the question of who's in charge there is a real one, making the job of diplomacy that much more difficult. It's probably a little early to gauge the impact of the president's latest move, but the immediate signs from Tehran are not positive. An advisor to the Speaker of Parliament and lead negotiator, Mohammed Bakar Ghalibaf, said Mr. Trump was buying time for another surprise attack. A military spokesman repeated a warning that Iran was willing to strike back if that happened.
That's a BBC's Paul Adams. By a narrow margin, Virginia voters have approved a congressional redistricting map that could help the Democrats win control of the U.S. House in November. The redrawn map boosts the Democrats' chances of capturing four additional congressional seats in the upcoming midterm elections. State Republican leaders hope the Virginia Supreme Court will intervene, undoing what they argue is an unconstitutional process and one that will disenfranchise millions of Virginians. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the SPLC improperly paid informants to infiltrate what it has labeled extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The center denies any wrongdoing. Stocks are higher this morning on Wall Street following the opening bell. Dow is up 382 points. NASDAQ ahead 189. This is SRN News. Texas Baptists might give up on Baylor.
The university has approved an event featuring several homosexual speakers as a counterpart to a conservative gathering on campus, and the Baptist General Conference of Texas is not happy. BGC leaders are launching a formal review of their 140-year-old relationship with the school and might decide to end it. Baylor was founded in 1845 through the efforts of Baptist leaders, including the man who gave the institution his name, Judge R.E.B. Baylor. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for the crime of pedophilia. The government says it adopted the legislation in a bid to protect youngsters from sexual propaganda. This is SRN News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls a court ruling on the Ten Commandments a major victory for Texas and for our moral values, while the ACLU suggests there will be an appeal.
A federal appeals court ruling Texas can require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law does not violate either the Establishment Clause or the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. Now, this ruling sets up a possible battle over religion in schools within the United States Supreme Court. Critics claim that it violates the separation of church and state. Jason Walker reporting.
Michael and Susan Dell are donating $750 million to the University of Texas at Austin, the aim to improve patient care through AI and increase healthcare options for the Austin region. More details, srnnews.com.